The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Don't brag. Do you ever say that to your children? Or can you remember perhaps your parents saying that to you? It's a lesson in good manners, actually, isn't it? And it's one that children start to learn or start to need to learn, especially after they start going to school. They start comparing and contrasting themselves with others, and they find that they want to be first, they want to win, they want the teacher to choose them, and so sometimes they start to boast, which is why we tell them, don't brag, it's not nice. Now, I think this is a good illustration of the first use of the law. Through childhood threat, most of us have learned not to brag, at least most of the time, in spite of the fact that boasting comes very easily to our minds. Although outwardly we conform to the law, inwardly, mentally, we are just full of ourselves, our self-worth, our accomplishments, our work. That's what we think about. That's what we're consumed with. Even if, actually, most of the time we don't verbalize it, nonetheless, you and I know that that's the way we are. It may not be polite to brag, but we do it inside all the time. Well, the fact that it's not polite to brag is one of the reasons that I sometimes have found the writings of St. Paul somewhat unsettling in this regard. Because it seems almost routinely in his letters, he finds occasion for boasting. Probably the most famous example of this is at the end of 2 Corinthians. There he talks about his sufferings, his labors, his visions. I speak as a fool, he says, but still he lists all of those mighty accomplishments for the Lord. But here too in this morning's scripture reading, I don't know if you caught it, but the apostle says, I have, therefore, whereof I may glory, I may boast, through Jesus Christ in the things which pertain to God. Boasting. Boasting in the Lord. I'd like to think about that with you for a few minutes this morning and actually see what it might mean for us. Now, the first thing to note, of course, is that Paul insists that this boasting is in the Lord. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me. Now, certainly, Paul could point to many, many things in which he might take pride over the course of his life. After all, he was a man of talent, of education, of background, of reputation. Especially in his own Jewish world, he had much that could impress others. Indeed, on another occasion, he wrote, if any man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, that touching the law of Pharisees, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Often, braggarts don't really have much to brag about, but Paul did. His record is impressive. But what does he say about all of this? But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Paul's boasting in the Lord, therefore, is not some kind of sanctified brag surrounded by pious talk. In this matter, as always, God overturns human standards and expectations. For Paul's background, for Paul's piety, natural sources for human pride and contentment are not just ignored, but overthrown. I count them all but lost. And lost all such things must be, whenever they are the occasion for pride, which is, as earlier generations well know, the first of the deadly sins. Even that which is of itself good and valuable, like Paul's background and birth, on account of which he became a part of God's covenant people, an heir of God's promises, nonetheless, on account of human sin, they became the source of that which separated Paul from God by leading him to think that he really didn't need God, that he could do it all for himself, that he could just follow the Old Testament traditional prescriptions and do it all. This, in turn, led to that ferocious animosity toward those who preach salvation outside of the law in Jesus. And so Paul, the gifted, the talented Paul, became the great persecutor of the church. His pride blinded him even to the evils of hatred and murder. And so it took a miracle of God on the Damascus Road to overturn this pride and to teach Paul the folly of trusting in himself and of trying to vault himself up to the throne room of God. And so therefore, when the apostle speaks of boasting in the Lord, that's what he means. He takes pride in what God does. He exalts in the work of Christ. And he praises before any and before all what the Lord accomplished, not Paul. However, this is a really kind of a fascinating part of these texts. When he actually puts pen to paper and boasts, well, what he talks about turns out, after all, to be things that he has done. And the things of Paul are precisely what constitutes or what makes him so impressive even to this day. As here in this text to the Romans, he says, from Jerusalem and round about until Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another's foundation. The content of Paul's boasting in the Lord is his work and ministry as the apostle to the Gentiles. So we ask, what's going on here? What's the difference between boasting before conversion and apart from the Lord and boasting in the Lord? Well, there are two things: the nature of the man and the nature of the work. On the one hand, Paul's perspective on his accomplishments was entirely different because he was entirely different. When we read about Paul's missionary travels in Acts and his epistles, we are overwhelmed by the record of his energy, his dedication, his performance, his achievement. Simply from the standpoint of history, this man, Saul of Tarsus, was an extraordinary human being. He's one of the real giants of our civilization. But that's from our perspective, not from his. And what was his perspective? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, Paul wrote, of whom I am chief. It was sin that rendered all of Paul's efforts and works worthless before God. It was sin that converted his pride into folly. And from that sin and from that folly, damnation really, Christ our Lord had rescued him and then remade him, called him, baptized him, and set him forth as the apostle to the Gentiles. Now that is Paul's new perspective on life. It's an unworthy life, filled with grace. It's a sinful life, covered with forgiveness. It's a new life impelled by Christ. And therefore, when he speaks about his life and his accomplishments, Paul says that the actor is really Jesus Christ, and himself only the means, those things which Christ hath wrought by me. And what are those things that Christ hath wrought? For this too is essential to Paul's boasting in the Lord, the nature of the accomplishment. Well, that's simple. It's preaching the gospel. Paul can speak of travels, of hardships, of persecutions, all manner of impressive experiences. But they are all means, but to one end, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. The message of what Jesus has done. Not Paul or anybody else. What Jesus has done for sinners. For Paul and for everybody else. If this is the full and final purpose of the work, that men might know and believe in Jesus, their risen Lord and Savior, where is there any room for exaltation of the self? Well, there isn't any. It can't be found. On the one hand, then, the self is very much involved, God gave work for Paul to do. God made use of Paul's talents, background, energy, and life. Paul was not uninvolved in the work of preaching the gospel. But on the other hand, what he preached was Christ, not himself. Paul's time and talents, Paul's life, were spent on Christ, not himself. His boast was in the Lord, not Paul. Now, of course, Paul's life was atypical. And not many of us are former persecutors of the church, and none of us are apostles. But in another way, Paul's experience is just like ours. We're just like him. We too have been called out of darkness into light. Just like him, in baptism, we have been clothed with Christ. Moreover, as ministers and would-be ministers of Christ, our task too is proclamation of the gospel. Now, our parents were right when they taught us not to brag. But instead of absolute silence, let us also imitate the Apostle St. Paul and open our mouths to speak of what Christ has done and still does. Instead of bragging about ourselves, let us too make our boast in the Lord. Amen. Now the peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.